Our locker room chats continue here tonight. Back on the air, week number 5. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Centralia girls basketball coach, that is Dusty Thompson, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well, the number 2 ranked team in 1A Division number 1, staying undefeated after a win on Tuesday night against Northeast Kansas, 71-25. Coach, dominant across the board, you know, both sides of the ball. Take us back to Tuesday night and the overall thoughts on your team's performance in that win.
You know, I thought the girls played well. You know, we got out and got a good start again, and they continued to work. The pressure they put on, you know, caused some problems. NEK's got some athletic girls and some size and stuff to them, but the girls did a good job of putting pressure on and getting turnovers and getting some easy baskets. And they did a great job of spreading the ball around and passing the ball to each other last night.
Do you feel like it was a good tune-up game, you know, leading into the TBL tournament, which starts this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's a good one. You know, it's nice to play somebody that you don't ever see, and you can't always, you know, we can watch film, but it doesn't always give you everything, so you got to make some adjustments on the fly, and the TBL tournament's kind of the same way. Yeah, we see some of those teams, but at the same time, you know, we've only played 2 league games going into the league tournament, so it'll be kind of the same deal. You know, you're going to have to make adjustments during the tournament with things you haven't seen yet.
Well, let's talk about the TBL tournaments, and, you know, at the time of our conversation here, we don't have the bracket yet, but is expected, you know, to be out, and obviously we're kind of waiting and seeing, you know, how the bracket's going to shape out and how those first-round games will start, but this is just such a fun tournament. It's one of the more exciting midseason tournaments when you get an entire league together. I really wish the Big East and the Northeast Kansas League would adopt this and maybe do something like that. I think that would be super cool, but just an opportunity to coach in this tournament and just the challenges of kind of navigating that schedule here for the next 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, you know, I tell the girls every year, and I always say the thing about the league tournament I like is it's, you know, it's set up and run, you know, other than the weekend before, it's set and run just like the state tournament, and we're going to get good competition. You're going to see, you know, what you do on one day's rest or playing 2 games back-to-back against good teams in this league that are going to fight and play hard, you know, and it prepares you to kind of get an idea of where you're hoping to be down the road.
You guys sit here, again, undefeated. You guys have played some very good competition here. We've talked about Owen Dieters in the past weeks. You know, she's just a phenomenal player. But, you know, at least at this point in the season, is there a girl or two or maybe a multitude of girls that have really stood out and maybe kind of exceeded your expectations, you know, prior to the start of the season?
You know, Tava Gibbs is playing really well. You know, she's scoring points and stuff. And, you know, you said something about Owen, and Owen, we had 70 points last night. Owen had 8. You know, I haven't done stats yet, but I think she had a dozen assists or something. So, you know, she's dangerous when she can shoot the ball and still move the ball around on the floor. And the girls have done a great job. You know, I said the one thing that gives us an advantage sometimes is we can go 8 or 9 deep, and we've got girls that are great in certain situations. You know, they may not be great out there all the time, but we feel very comfortable putting them in situations where they can help the team. And, you know, so I think it's been good to watch, maybe not necessarily one player, but the level that they've all matured and picked up on their role and stuff at this point in the season.
Centralia girls basketball coach, that is Dusty Thompson, joining us. Panthers, a big win Tuesday night against NEK, 71-25, now setting their sights on the TBL tournament, which starts on Saturday over in Frankfort. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.